Missing Persons by Nicky Gerard, read by Francis Barber. Later, everyone who loved Johnny Hopkins had different ways to describe how what happened changed their world. Some of them experienced it, like the silent collapse of a building. In one moment, when their backs were turned, something solid and familiar was gone, as if it had been a dream, and in its place was a terrifying nothing. A gaping absence, a blue blankness of uncaring sky. For some, it was slower, more dreary, not a violent break, but a slow rust that gradually brittled the soul. Johnny's mother, when talking of it, always pressed her hand to her chest, as if without protection her heart would splinter into a thousand pieces. She talked in concrete, physical terms. Memory was a knife. Loss was an axe, and hope punched her stomach so that she would let out her breath in a painful gasp. Her thoughts were razor blades. Time was a corridor stretching away from her, empty as a nightmare of closed doors, a windowless eternity of footsteps echoing. Sometimes, though, suddenly at a loss, she would simply say his name. Johnny, my little boy Johnny. Although it was a long time since he'd been little, and it was as if she was still hoping that her soft, clear voice would carry over the world and down into the earth, and he would hear her at last, wherever he was. Johnny's father, long after, came across a photograph of a 200-foot sinkhole that had suddenly appeared in Guatemala City. Houses and electricity poles and roads.